Now, it's time for...
Lauren Brownlow, that Brownlow lady.
Pew, pew, pew. Pew, pew, pew.
I am physically ill.
Quit whining about it and, like, defend the dude.
Virginia's like hockey. They're much better lives.
He just wants to wrap himself in that comfort blanket instead of doing something smart. Try that one. I don't know.
WRALSportsFan.com's Lauren Brownlow.
I'm so excited, and I just can't hide it. I'm about to lose control, and I think I like it.
All right, Brownlow.
I'm so excited.
What's up?
Change your mind on Duke yet?
Oh, my God. By the way, I have to say, I had a nice discussion with a mutual friend of all of ours,
right.
Joe Giglio, about
yes.
Duke. When I went
He's
to
another
the NC
Duke
State-
hater.
When I went to the NC State game, yeah. I mean, we have sort of the same line of thinking on
right.
that. Where it was like, look, we think they're going to be really good, and they are really
yeah,
good, but like, it's game three.
It is
That's
game
just
three.
Easy.
Yeah.
There's no need to overreact to anything.
I've been on all of it.
Yeah, I don't know what you're talking about.
I'm on the train.
Give me a better team out there.
I'm fully on the Zion train.
Like, so would
I'm
you vote?
On.
Would you just vote Zion? Number
yeah, if they
one?
Let me, I'd absolutely write in Zion okay. Williamson.
Number one, Zion. Number two, Virginia. Number three, Duke.
Number three, Zion as well.
Oh, really?
Yep.
Zion twice.
Mm-hmm.
Outstanding.
I'm on that hype train.
Look, the Maui Invitational is going to be pretty interesting in that should Duke eke out a win over San Diego State? I have no idea if San Diego State's any good. They have been good recently, right? But if Duke beats San Diego State and Auburn beats Xavier, State fans can watch that game and get a little scouting report on Auburn because they're going to see them in December. It'll be Duke-Auburn, and then...
I think that'll be the first time State really plays anyone.
Pie in the sky, Duke possibly against Gonzaga?
Ooh, fun.
Yeah, should be a lot of fun. A lot of points in that
and
game.
And then Carolina can get a scouting report as well on Gonzaga.
When do they play?
They play them at the Smith Center on December 15th.
Do they really?
Yeah.
Awesome.
And then State plays Auburn on the 19th. So that's when we're really getting into the meat of things. I'm excited about that time of year.
All right. So what is exciting? You
well,
watched-
I like the Maui. The Thanksgiving tournaments are good. And then we'll have the ACC Big Ten Challenge right after that.
Duke, Indiana is Indiana.
And then we're going to have the rest of it until.
I'm not sure that the Big Ten is all that. We know Michigan's
nope,
good.
No, but Indiana, they just beat somebody, didn't they?
Good for them. Way to beat somebody.
Everyone's like, this means Indiana's for real, whoever they beat. So I have to pull this up now. Marquette. They beat
Marquette
by 23.
Coach Woj.
Yeah. Marquette, I believe, was either ranked or close to ranked this week. So that's a pretty impressive win.
A lot of people think Marquette is going to be good. All right. The college football playoff came out Tuesday night. Were you surprised? Joe and I talked about this yesterday. Were you surprised that State fell more than 11 spots out?
A little bit, just because I feel like every Power 5 team, not just the SEC this year, by the way, but like every Power 5 team can get like 3-4 losses and just hang right in there.
Right.
No matter what. And State didn't do that. Now, I think part of that is because of who they lost to. I'm sure that played a role.
Okay, yeah.
But yeah, it has sort of felt like that, where you can take a loss, even what looks like a bad loss, and you can still hang around in the poll. But yeah, I mean, I didn't have a huge issue with it, because I certainly think it was as bad as the committee seemed to think it was. But
I'm convinced that the playoff selection committee saw NC State play for the first time on Thursday night.
I think the fact that they played on national television had a ton to do with it.
Because if the idea is that NC State hadn't played anybody or they had no real signature wins, nothing changed on Thursday night. Because even beating Wake Forest doesn't really give you anything.
I think that's part of the problem, right? Like they didn't have a lot of losses. So, I mean, there were only two lost teams in the country this week.
Right.
So that's not very many. And I think, you know...
But it's empty.
But if State had won, they would have been one of them.
They would have, by default,
hung around. But when they lose a game like that...
If they had won, Lauren...
No, I'm saying...
They would have moved
up. Way up.
Way up. That's the wild part about it.
It's somewhat by default, but it still would have counted. And so what I'm saying is, like, when they did that... Because you're right, they don't have a ton else. And so when they took that bad loss, now they have nothing. Now they have nothing.
Maybe you guys follow it more closely than I do. I don't think the rankings, the college playoff rankings, follow the same formula as the opinion polls. I don't think you automatically go up or automatically go down based on, you know, did you win? I don't think you automatically rise. I don't think there's a pecking
order.
Well,
it just depends on what teams around you do. It's always going to be dependent, at least for me, you know, when I'm for AP.
But
I think
an opinion poll,
yeah.
The opinion poll should be different than this because they are essentially ranking the resumes.
Right.
So, and this was my feeling even when State was 14th going into before the game at Wake.
Mm-hmm.
Is that, well, if they just let teams around them lose, they'll by nature just kind of rise up. Like Central Florida, I think there was a ceiling to how high they would have gone.
There's going to be. There would be a ceiling.
Because of that.
There's a ceiling, but the ceiling would have still, I think, been low enough, I guess. High enough? What's the word I'm looking for?
Right.
For them to get into the New Year's Six. So they would have been able to get into that conversation or get into that range.
I think they were in the conversation, but I think they were still behind too many three-loss teams for people to really understand. Like, a three-loss Texas was ahead of them.
Mm-hmm.
A three-loss Penn State was probably also ahead of them.
Ugh.
Yeah, exactly. Because at least they had done a little bit more.
Mm-hmm.
And but I agree with Joe. This is probably the first time that they had seen NC State play. Does Syracuse have a chance Saturday at Yankee Stadium?
I mean, it's a home game. It's not. I'm laughing because, like, people are mad about this. Like, Syracuse fans were like, why did we give up a home? You didn't give up a home game. Notre Dame gave up the home game.
Syracuse would not have given it up.
Right. They didn't give it up. Notre Dame's the one that gave it up. But, yeah, I mean, I think, of course, they do have a chance. I think their style can give opponents a lot of trouble, and especially a team that hasn't really seen it before. So I think they definitely have a chance. I still think Notre Dame's the better team, and I still feel like I'm living in this surreal universe where Syracuse is ranked this high because, like, I think Syracuse is good, right? But I think they're this good? But at the same time, I can't argue with where they're at because nobody beneath them has done enough to be ranked higher. But it's still like, how are we living here? Because I don't think they're what are they now? 12.
Syracuse in the college football ranking, they're up to 12, and they're 12 in the AP poll too.
They're benefiting from the same thing. I think I had them 12 as well.
There you go.
I mean, but
so
that's
accurate.
It is the same kind of thing where they can keep rising if people around them lose, but there is a definitive ceiling on it. They have a similar situation, I think, to NC State in that way. Although this would be quite the feather in their cap. I mean, there's no way that it's hard for me to imagine that happening, right? I mean, I know it's been a weird year.
I don't think it's hard to imagine it happening.
Yeah, I don't know. I don't know how healthy Ian Book is, so there's that. I know he didn't play last week, and he's got like some sort of a rib injury. Syracuse can rush the passer. Their defense otherwise is not very good, though.
Right.
So there's that. I don't know.
But if you're explosive and they're explosive,
yep. They can move the ball on offense. Yeah. They moved it on Clemson some, not as much this year as last, by the way.
Right.
Because Clemson's defense this year is ridiculous, but yeah, I mean they're always going to have a chance. But yeah, I still think Notre Dame should win.
Kind of just jokingly offered yesterday that if I were Duke, I would see if I could get out of the game.
As somebody pointed out, by the way, two of their next four football games are against Clemson and Alabama.
Right.
Wow.
Yeah.
I mean, at least they'll have the summer off. But my goodness, y'all, like that is not good. I mean, look, it's also very hard to look at this game and find a way that you go, huh, well, you know, maybe they could take advantage here. Nope. Really just not seeing it. Duke's O-line hasn't been great. They're not running the ball consistently, and Clemson's D-line is also the strength of their team.
Yeah.
It's really, really, really tough to imagine them finding any area where they can have any sort of success.
If they had time to throw, then maybe, but they won't.
They will not.
There's one answer.
Yeah.
There's a way that they can compete.
Okay, what is it?
Zion.
Oh! Ooh, I like this idea. Okay.
Who on Clemson is going to stop Zion?
That's true.
Right?
Although maybe maybe they'll be extra mad because he didn't go there. they don't care about.
They could be. They could be motivated. Brad Brynell could show up and be like, "This is the guy who could have been playing for us."
He'll give the pep talk.
Homegrown guy. Why isn't he here?
We've done enough to Brad Brynell. Like, I don't think Zion would be on the the troll Brad Brynell train.
Yeah, no. Line him up at tight end. Line him up at running back. I don't care what you do.
I mean,
you can't stop him.
I don't know though. Christian Wilkins is pretty Pretty good.
All right.
Pretty big
Dexter
dude.
Lawrence could, right. could
Lining
stop
Lining up in the jumbo package as like a running back or quarterback is next. Quarterback's the next thing. But he won't do it to Cutcliffe because he likes Cutcliffe too much. They're like BFFs. Did you see that?
Who's Zion and...
No, Dabo and
oh,
Cutcliffe
really?
Are. Yeah. Like Cutcliffe taught him to use like the, what is it, like the animoji
They're both
thing
Alabama
on his phone.
Guys.
Yeah.
He taught him to use emojis?
Like the FaceTime thing where you can make your, you know the thing I'm talking about? I don't know what those are called. They have them in text where you can like replace your face with like one of those, it's like Animoji or something
Animoji,
like that. Yeah, it's Animoji. Yeah.
Cutcliffe showed Dabo how to do it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
All right.
Mm-hmm. I know.
Look, Cutcliffe.
They love each other, man.
They do like each other. And the best part is Cutcliffe is super savvy with the technology. What I love about Cutcliffe is, no, he is.
Yeah.
Unlike Nick Saban yesterday, who says that I've never looked at Twitter. I don't look at the internet.
He said, I don't have the internet.
I don't have the internet.
Which, okay.
I don't have the internet.
Sure. He doesn't have?
He says he doesn't have the internet.
By the way,
and he doesn't read a newspaper.
He took like Royisms a step further. We're like, I don't even have the internet. Yes, you do. You absolutely have the internet.
So how do you recruit?
Well, he might not have to at this point.
No, I mean, those guys do recruit. I mean,
he sends out letters.
Cutcliffe is a guy who's been very open about the fact that he likes to slide into DMs. Are you telling me that Nick Saban doesn't?
Do you think he has to be the one to slide into DMs, to be fair?
Probably not.
I mean.
Probably not.
Do you not think he can just pay, like, 7,000 of his assistants to slide into DMs.
Yeah, he probably has some sort of like director of internet control.
Right.
Yeah. You know, that,
so he doesn't even
and
have
it's
to worry
a former
about
head coach he's at, probably, a, at he, an SEC school.
He probably had that job ready to go for Hugh Jackson.
Houston Nutt is
Sylvester
the
Sylvester Croom is doing it.
Perfect.
I don't know. I'm just making something up. I don't even know what he's doing now.
He might be doing that exactly for Alabama.
He probably pays like $500,000.
So we sat here on Tuesday. And the ACC at that point was 25-0
in
the men's basketball season. And they had three games prior to Georgia Tech's game at Tennessee. They won those three games. They were 26-0. They set the record at 20-0. Or they went to 27.
Yeah, they did set the record.
They were 27-0. They won three in a row. They went to 30-0.
They set the record.
Then Georgia Tech lost at Tennessee.
Which, yeah.
I mean, okay.
We knew that was going to happen.
Exactly. Georgia Tech's not very good. Tennessee is.
Mm-hmm.
What has happened since?
Oh, boy. Yeah, yesterday didn't go very well. Duke won, obviously.
Duke held up their end.
Clemson beat Sam Houston State.
Good for Clemson.
Okay. But then Boston College lost to IUPUI at home.
Ooey pooey.
Yeah. Yeah. And then, what was the other one?
Radford beat Notre Dame.
Yeah.
That had to hurt you personally.
I purposely blocked that
right.
out of my mind.
Sorry.
Not good. Not good.
Well, at least Bonzi wasn't playing in it.
Well, that's probably why. Dang, they were high in KenPom. Okay, that makes some sense then.
Who?
Radford.
Radford?
Yeah, because that was the 16
high
seed last year.
High in KenPom.
High in KenPom, yeah,
it's
145.
November 15th.
Well, I know. I know people were like, how are they getting these rankings? I'm like, well.
Partly last year, right. Yeah, there's some numbers that carry over.
There's some.
That's the way Ken.
I don't ask too many questions.
Right, that's the way KenPom does it. So it's the beginning of the end now.
I mean, look, we knew this wasn't going to keep up all season. I think we all knew that.
I thought that every team in the league was going to be undefeated before conference play.
All we have to do is wait for the hot takes that will arise out of whatever happens in the ACC Big Ten Challenge, right? One way or the other, we're just going to get loads of hot takes about it.
I think the ACC should do very well. I don't know all the matchups, but...
Well, and it's usually... Oftentimes,
teams.
It's dependent on that, right?
Right.
I mean, you got Carolina going to Michigan. Certainly looks plenty dangerous now, considering
Michigan
just did.
Michigan's really
good. Michigan demolished Villanova last night.
If Roy Williams
at Villanova,
right, is unhappy with
defense.
Their defense now,
yeah,
it's going to be even more of a challenge to deal with Michigan.
Oh yeah, yeah. So that suddenly looks like a little bit less like a toss up and a little bit more like a ooh, that's a Big Ten lean.
You brought up the Michigan win at Villanova, and Villanova was playing on campus at a pavilion.
Mm-hmm.
Right, and it's they don't have a ton of it's not high seating, and State fans were kind of in their feels about we should play a real game. I don't know who the Heritage game is against this
year.
Yeah,
it's a non-conference team.
Right, it's a low.
If it's like the rest of their non-conference schedule, it's not
it's not
good,
good
team.
They don't have a real game. They have essentially a walkthrough.
Right.
For the Heritage game. And the reason they don't want to do it is because PNC Arena seats almost 19,000
mm-hmm.
for a big game. They're going to sell a lot of tickets.
Of course.
To make a lot of money.
Absolutely.
So Reynolds seats what now? Five? Wait, do I have to say the whole thing?
It's like eight, isn't it?
James T. Valvano Arena at...
No. K. Yao Court.
Right.
At James T. Valvano Arena at William Neal Reynolds Coliseum.
Gotcha. Gosh, that's hard to say.
Got it?
Could you...
Sure.
About 5,000 seats there, right?
I thought it was 8, but I could be wrong. I thought it was renovated to be more like along the lines of Carmichael, which is 8, I believe.
Whatever the number is, right? Why couldn't you just charge a little bit more money, keep it outside the season ticket package,
and
Court?
Obviously, you're not doing Carolina and Duke there, okay? But could you not do, I don't know, Florida State, Georgia Tech? Just throwing something out. Georgia Tech, what about that? No one cares that much about playing Georgia Tech. Just put that in Reynolds.
Put a low-level conference game there.
Yeah.
Yeah, or the Auburn game.
True.
Somebody from outside the league.
Yeah.
I mean, Auburn might not, even though they're a good team, might not be a huge draw. But, yeah, I think that would make a lot of sense. But I'd also know that they're afraid that they wouldn't be able to sell those tickets at an advanced price.
Right. And I think part of it, too, is the money. I mean, the money is probably the biggest part of it. And then, you know, concessions and everything else and just dealing with the logistics of having that building being full is certainly something I'm sure they're considering. I know UNC fans have, at least for a while, they were clamoring for, let's do a game in Carmichael, you know, in the renovated Carmichael.
Absolutely.
And I get it, but I
ask
also...
Ask Roy about it.
Yeah.
Guys, I covered the NIT game there against William & Mary.
Yeah, I did too, and it was
okay.
It was crazy.
Remember, Roy after the game was like, man, I wish we could play a game in here.
Right, and guess what has not happened since?
They've
been playing
since.
A game in there.
Yeah.
That was 8 years ago.
It was a long time.
That was 8 years ago.
Yep.
Going on 9 this year. So, yeah. That's if Roy said it then and it didn't happen, I mean, it may just not happen. But it's a really nice arena. It's a great place to host a game. I feel the same way about Reynolds.
Mm. Yep.
But I also understand college athletics is about money.
Money matters. So, money absolutely matters.
Yep.
I mean, heck, it might give NC State a little bit of an advantage if they played Carolina at Reynolds Coliseum.
They would, but I totally understand why they would never do that.
They're not going to move as many. I mean, they'd have as much money.
You can't take that out of your season ticket package.
$100, $100 a ticket.
More than that, right?
I'm guessing
to make up the difference.
$200
a ticket.
You'd have to charge more than that. The question would be, would NC State fans be willing to pay upwards of $225 a ticket to see a Carolina game at Reynolds?
And here's the other part of it, right? You're a season ticket holder. You had to sit through a bunch of trash non-conference games, right?
Yeah.
You going to be okay with them moving an ACC game to Reynolds and you don't get it on the package anymore?
You get right of first refusal for that, right?
I guess. I don't know how that would work.
Yeah. I mean, that's what I would do.
I have the other solution is to not have a series of trash games on your schedule.
Well, appears to be something they chose to not do this year.
They didn't know what kind of team they'd have.
Yeah, Keats is working through it right now.
Yeah, they didn't know. When they don't bring back a roster with, what does State have, 26 new players? When they don't have essentially a new football roster.
Right.
Then I think that their schedule will advance. And their schedule is not great, but it's not the worst. I think there are worse schedules out there.
Probably. Well, I'm literally looking at it right now, right? Mount St. Mary's, 330.
Right.
Maryland Eastern Shore, 340.
Yeah, those are bad.
Asheville, 274. Maine, 335.
Yeah.
St. Peter's, 221.
Bad.
Mercer, 229.
Right.
Then it jumps all the way up to Wisconsin away, 19. That's going to be quite the
shock. Wisconsin on the road, Auburn at home.
Yeah, right? I'm looking forward to that. I'm looking forward to Vanderbilt as well. We're going to find out about them towards the end of November, but... Yeah, Vanderbilt, Penn State, Auburn, Wisconsin. We're going to find out a lot in that little stretch there,
Absolutely.
Four out of five games.